there have been debates in the Arab and Mediterranean worlds going right back to the 1830s about how to constrain absolutism by constitutions and by representative assemblies. And those debates were driven by concerns that absolute rulers were making bad decisions that were indebting their countries and leading everybody down into a position of vulnerability to Western powers. And so with books published by Egyptian scholars in the 1830s, Tunisians in the 1850s, the first constitutions are being drafted in the region in the 1860s and 1870s. You have the Turkish, the Ottoman constitution, 1876. And it really is an idea that kind of goes viral with the constitutional revolution in Iran in 1906. You have the 1908 revolution in Egypt. You have this whole period between the wars of the greatest degree of multi-party democracy in Egypt, sort of the height of democracy in the Arab world's history. So you really have, since the 1830s until now, this period of pressing to try and constrain absolute power. Maybe we'll look back after 2011 and see the past 5 or 6 decades as an interruption in what's been otherwise a continuous history of pressing to contain absolutism.